enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Labor Day weekend. My name is Bob Long, inviting you to stick around because in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to bring you one of our favorite contributors here on the show. He is the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, and he's going to be joining us live from the Auctions America sale by RM in Auburn, Indiana, which wraps up a series of events there, which is a Labor Day tradition. We'll also be talking to Phil about the recently held Monterey series of auctions and look ahead to some other auctions on the horizon. If you're a classic car owner and would like to chime in with any questions for Phil, if you have an older vehicle, classic vehicle, rare vehicle, antique vehicle, something special you want to tell us about, we'd love to hear from you. If you want a free estimate of value, Phil is always up to speed on that. Or if you want to tell us the car story, your first car, your dad's car, the first cool car that you saw, or the first cool car that you ever rode in, our telephone number is 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, let's go right out to Auburn, Indiana, where Auctions America's sale by RM is officially underway. And joining us live, I understand he was just up on the auction block just literally seconds ago. It's my pleasure to welcome the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner. Phil, how you doing?
Boy, we are wrapping up a barn burner week, I have to say, here in Auburn, Indiana. It has been nonstop since Wednesday morning, auction action going on. And this is the fifth and final day of the 43rd annual Auburn auction, ran for many years by Cruise International, and in 2010, RM stepped in, Rob Myers, RM Auctions, stepped in, brought in Auctions America, said, I'm going to make this as grand as it used to be, and they have done that. This weekend is just like the old times. 1,200 cars, a huge car corral, swap meet. Everything that's going on, fabulous example. I mean, and the food midway, which is world class, is at the top of the list here out here at Auburn this weekend.
That sounds fantastic, Phil. And as you pointed out, this is truly a Labor Day tradition. I mean, folks come from all over, not only Indiana, but all over America to attend this event.
We've had I ran into a number of bidders, some people I knew from Sweden. A couple of bidders that are car collector dealers I've met out of Germany were here. The response is not just local, it's not just national, it is worldwide. And they're attracting those people from around the world. Over this weekend, we had Richard Rollins from Fast and Loud, as long as Aaron Kaufman. Jeffy Combe from All Girls Garage was up here. There's monster truck exhibitions, there's motorcycle riding exhibitions, everything for somebody who, if you like anything with wheels, this is the place to be this weekend.
And of course, there's a great festival that goes on along with the great auction from Auctions America, and that's the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival. And Phil, this is one of those events that I haven't been to. I need to do it in the not too distant future because I've always heard wonderful things about that event. And of course, for some of our younger listeners who may not be familiar with the fact that this area of Indiana was once almost like Detroit.
It was. Auburn, Indiana was home to a couple of car companies, but the biggest was the Auburn, Cord, and Duesenberg, which was one company, ACD. And the ACD Museum, which was established in 1958, is in the original headquarters building, design studios. Behind it is NATMUS, National Automotive Truck Museum of the United States. And that is actually the factory where the Cord L29s were produced. But every year since 1958, they have had the ACD Festival. I think this would then make it the 55th year, 56th year. And then starting in 1971, they said, let's have an auction. Let's sell some old cars. And they got together with a little auction company called Cruise. And the rest is history. Since then, billions of dollars of collector cars have been sold here. But every year, they represent, they recognize maybe the Cord 810s or the Duesenbergs or some special model from the ACV legendary, I guess, roster of great cars. And they put on quite an exhibition, as I said, at the downtown. They do the parade. Wayne Carini from Chasing Classic Cars was the Grand Marshal this year. And I talked to him yesterday afternoon, and he said it was a ball. Everything about it was just fun, fun, fun. And that's what makes coming to Auburn this time of year, Labor Day weekend, that's why people just keep coming back year after year after year.
That's great. Phil, tell us about the plethora of vehicles that have gone over the block there. And I understand there are actually two different auction blocks going on simultaneously. Is that correct?
That's right. Auburn is the home of two auction blocks. Dean Cruz started that years ago, and they had two. They had one ring on Thursday, two rings on Friday. Yesterday they had some special collections, so they ran those on just one ring. But today we're back to two rings of auction action. In fact, just before your producer called me, I was up there bidding on a car, and fortunately for my wife and I didn't get it. But
what was it?
It was an old Ford. That's all I'm going to say at this point.
Okay, very cool.
But we have a great lineup of vehicles coming in for today. I was just looking through them, and the classics are back. That's the big thing. And I was just looking at a 1905 Buick. Probably no more than two or three of these around. It's a big, huge touring car. They had it running, and I'm sitting there going, that car is 100, that's older than me, 108 years old, and it still runs. And, but that's the type of things you can find, everything from there to, like, a brand new or recently, shall I say, DeLorean, DeLorean Coupe, and one of those sold here for $26,000, and everybody was like, wow, late model Dodge Vipers and cars like that can be found here, but like I say, also antiques. There's a gorgeous 37 Cord 812 Westchester. Talking to the owner, and seeing if that's a car, it kind of got me interested into collector cars as a kid. You know, there's a chance that my hand might be going up when that one comes across the block today.
Better not tell the missus. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Again, if you'd like to say hello to Phil Skinner, joining us live from Auburn, Indiana, the RM Auction Sale, Auctions America, is underway. It's the final day of the Labor Day tradition, and if you would like a free estimate of value on your collector vehicle, antique vehicle, rare vehicle, want to talk to Phil about what it's like being at the auctions, the auction lingo. And that's something perhaps we should touch on, Phil. Now that more and more auctions are on the television, Barrett Jackson was the first one to do it, and Mecum has followed up with tremendous coverage of so many of their sales on Velocity. And now,
Bob, this sale was carried on NBC Sports on Thursday, Friday, and yesterday, and for 4.5 hours live yesterday, and they said the ratings were off the charts.
That's fantastic. Great news for the hobby, great news for everybody, and certainly, you know, folks who are not normally exposed to auctions like this, it gives them a great opportunity to see what it's all about. And I still get questions from people from time to time about basic auction stuff, Phil. A lot of folks still don't understand the term no reserve.
Well, when a person puts something into an auction, they have an option. I really just want to see it sold today. I trust the auction market. My car is good enough, or my, you know, whatever I'm selling, my boat or bus or whatever. And I'm just going to let it ride and see where it goes today.
See where it goes.
Sell it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Auto World.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web hotspot for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
by Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Billy F. Gibbons is an author of a great book. Hopefully you can still get it out there on Amazon.com or the normal sites. It's called Rock and Roll Gearhead, and it's a collection of his automobiles and his guitars. He truly is a real-deal car guy. And speaking of real-deal car guys, we have one of the best in the business here, as far as I'm concerned, the best when it comes to classic cars, collector cars, joining us live from the Auburn traditional Labor Day event, the auction at Auburn, Indiana, presented by Auctions America. And Phil Skinner is telling us all about what's been happening over the last few days. And before the break there, Phil, you were describing the term no reserve, which, you know, even after all this time, some folks get a little bit confused with. But as you were saying, it basically means that the buyer wants the vehicle to be sold and he isn't setting any kind of set price, that it has to be sold at a certain amount.
That's correct, Bob. That means he's willing to take any money that comes up on it. And if it's a really, really unique car, say you've got that 1962 Corvette fuel-injected Roadster with a hard top, and it's all mint and perfect, and it's a really, really nice car, and several people have been after it, auction is the best way to go because you let those several people come in, and there are no friends at auctions, and the bidding can go absolutely crazy. On the other hand, if you've got a car and you're saying, well, I'm just not real sure, I've got a lot of money invested in this car, and I don't want to see it going away, you look for an auction that has what they call a reserve. And also have to remember, though, that when you put your car into the auction, you pay an entry fee, and the auction company does take a commission from the sale. That's how they make their money. So if you sell your car for, say, $10,000, the auction house might have, say, an 8% commission. And so your net, your take-home, would be $9,200. And remember, the auction company is also making anywhere from 8 to 10% from the seller. So the auction company, they're the ones that make the money, and people say, well, gee, they make a lot of money. But believe me, putting on an auction like this, Auburn, there is a lot of overhead. The staff, the permits, the license, the insurances, the audio-visual, the lights, the electricity bill, the water bill. It's a large, large expense. But that's how the auction companies make their money. They invest, hoping people will come. And here at Auburn, this weekend, I heard yesterday, over 50,000 people were on the grounds, which is just like old times.
That's such great news. And as you said earlier, the folks at RM, the parent company of Auctions America, certainly Rob Myers and company, they've put in literally millions of dollars to upgrade the facility, and it sounds absolutely fantastic. Tell us about the incredible Kurt F. White collection, which happened on Wednesday of this past week. I understand it was 400 lots of memorabilia. Is that correct?
About 450 lots.
Wow.
And there was everything there from toy cars to signs to a lot of really unique automotive collectibles. Yeah, I bid on a couple of items, and yeah, they're already being shipped home. But we won't talk about that because they're small. They're not a car. And my wife, the bad thing I found out, Bob, you know, your radio program can be found online.
Oh, yes.
And my wife has figured out how to do that. So she actually knows when I'm really on your program. And so she's getting this breaking news also at the same time.
Oh, that's great. Well,
when the UPS man arrives, honey, just find the ticket and don't worry about it.
Very good. So memorabilia has really blossomed in the last few years. It seems like more and more folks are getting into it. And if you can't afford the cars, it's a great way to get into the hobby.
Well, it's not only affording cars, even if you can afford the cars. If you've got a garage and you have, say, really five or six nice cars in your huge garage and you want to decorate it, what better than some gas pump signage or gas pumps in the corner, some neon lights from your original dealership? Say you've got a Oldsmobile, having a neon light with the Oldsmobile logo up there. People are looking to decorate their garages, their family rooms, their hobby rooms. And that's part, a big part of the memorabilia here. Also, though, if you are an avid researcher, to me, original automotive sales literature is priceless. And that's some of the stuff I ended up buying this last week, and I'm happy with it. And that's what's also the big part of the collectibles. But all the things that are related to it, the original old Radiator mascots, toy cars, the promotional models, the original ones that were made in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s that are so collectible. And little things, even like, I don't know if you probably are not, you're a young boy still, but I don't even remember that you'd buy a box of cereal, there'd be a toy car and a little cellophane wrapper inside that cereal. And those cars are extremely collectible. That's all part of the world of automobilia, and it's as much fun as collecting the cars and figuring out the history of the companies that made these little collectible items. It's, like I say, the whole world of automobiles, there's something collectible for everybody in there.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If anybody has any questions for Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, we would love to hear from you. And, Phil, let's touch a little bit on Monterey, the Pebble Beach, what used to be called the Weekend, but now is a really week-long series of events. And, boy, talk about off the chart as far as the amount of total sales. And we got to talk about that $27.5 million Ferrari, which sold at the RM sale, the NART Ferrari Spider. Just an incredible story.
That's right. The whole weekend, over $300 million in sales recorded on the auction blocks. This counts RM auctions, who took the big grand prize. Highest price ever paid for a car, collector car at auction, any car at auction in the United States, 1967. It was a Ferrari 275 GTB, what they called the NART Spider. NART was North American Racing Team. It was operated by Luigi Canetti, Canetti Motors out of New York. And Canetti was the exclusive importer of Ferrari into the United States. And this was part of his racing team. There were 11 of those cars built. This was the first one to come to auction. And it took everybody by surprise. I hate to say it, I had it in my Kelley Blue Book at about $8.6 million. And the hammer came down at $25 million with a 10% commission on top of that, total sale of $27,500,000. It was just stunning to see something of that magnitude sell at auction.
It certainly was, and Phil, that wasn't the only vehicle that sold for multiple millions of dollars out there in Monterey. It was an incredible year, over $300 million in total sales. Is that around the ballpark figure that we're talking?
Yeah, I've heard one quote of $301 million, and somebody else left $311 million, and my numbers come up closer to $300 million. But yeah, so over at Gooding and Company, they sold the McLaren F1. Again, incredible, $7.5 million on the hammer plus commission.
Wow,
well over $800,000.
Incredible. Don't go away. More with Phil Skinner is straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, than you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we've got open lines on this Labor Day weekend. We are live, as I said a little bit earlier in the broadcast. A lot of shows on the weekends are pre-taped during the week, so the host can take the weekend off, or lots of shows are best-ofs or compilations of shows. They're not live in any way, shape, manner, or form, but we are 100% live here. So if you have a question for Phil Skinner, collector card market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, now is a golden time to get in at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com, and you can ask for Phil's advice on getting into the collector car market. You can ask for Phil's advice on auto memorabilia. You can ask for Phil's estimate of value on your classic car, your rare car, your unusual car. If you like to tell us a cool car story, we'd love to hear it. Your dad's car, your first car, the car that got away. We all have the car that got away. We'd love to hear from you, 855-660-4261. Before the bottom of the hour hard break there, Phil, we were wrapping up your exhausting time up there in Monterey. There are so many different auctions to cover. It is just blown up over the years, and you were saying that David Gooding sold a McLaren F1, which is, you know, one of my dream vehicles. I remember when those vehicles first came out, they were about $1 million, and it was shocking. And I know Jay Leno's got at least one. Ralph Lauren has a couple. And 3 or 4 years ago, they were selling for like $4 million, but Gooding sold one for more than $7 million. That's incredible.
Yes, and almost over $8 million with the commission. And it's interesting because I spent some time with Jay Leno this last Monday. And we were talking about that. He just acquired a new little Yanko Stinger for his collection. It just arrived on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking it over together. And I mentioned to him that how his collection had gone up in value just compared with the last week, especially with the McLaren. And he was, it's impressive. But what's really impressive is Scott Black, who's their public relations official here at Auctions America, just handed me a sheet with the top five sales up here at Auburn this weekend so far. And I'm looking at some of these cars. 59 Cadillac Eldorado Berets. We've been watching these selling for $180,000, $190,000,
$220,000. Wow.
Which is phenomenal. A 2006 Ford GT. Remember, they were $150,000, $160,000. They stopped making them.
Yep, beautiful car.
You can buy them for $120,000, $130,000. not here this weekend, 225,000. Top sale overall occurred on Friday. It was a 1930 Duesenberg Model J Sport Phaeton. Gorgeous car. $1.4 million on the hammer plus the 10% commission. So there's some strong sales. Yesterday we watched a couple other Duesenbergs sell for well over 800. I think watched a LeBaron Phaeton sell for $875,000 plus the commission. So the classics, the strong sales have returned back here to Auburn. And I think what we saw in Monterey 2 weeks ago has just fueled this whole interest. But what's neat is it's trickling down to the more common collectibles. The guy who has a Chevy Camaro, a Ford Mustang, we're seeing those markets really pick up in the interest. And Studebakers and Hudsons and cars like that are, I'm just sitting here marking these prices, looking at my Kelley Blue Book and saying, whoa, I'm going to have to change that price.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And what do you think is driving it, Phil? Do you think it's more people investing in hard assets like this, collector cars? Certainly you go to the bank these days, certificates of deposit are at a lower than ever mark. And, boy, it's remarkable. And I remember growing up, I thought 5.25 was the lowest that you could get at a bank for a passbook savings account. Now you've got 6 month and multiple year CDs for 1%. Lots of people with money are putting it in other places, and lots are choosing the collector car market.
That seems to be the way. You know, I don't care what the government is saying. I don't think the economy has recovered.
I totally agree.
The people who have been lucky and who have had a little bit of money, I think you can say they're looking for some type of a hard asset. They're looking for some place where their money will be bringing them back not only returns but enjoyment. They own those and owning the cars. And believe me, the collector car hobby is a fun thing to do.
And you don't have to, like you said earlier, I mean, you don't have to get into it at $1 million or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, there are great collector cars available at all different price levels. As a matter of fact, I got an email here right now from Brendan, and Brendan is writing us from our great station KDXU in Utah, and he says he's got about $5,000 to $10,000 to spend on a collectible vehicle. He's looking for something he can have fun with, something that he isn't going to have to spend a lot of money on repairing, something that he could even do it yourself repair. What type of vehicle would Phil recommend for Brendan in Utah?
Wow, Utah is such a pretty state. I think if you're into sports cars at all, a little Alfa Romeo Spider, the 2000 Spiders, you can find really nice examples for $7,000, $8,000. Gives you a little bit of money for fixing it up, keeping it on road. There are so many great roads to tour in Utah. Top down, can you imagine a better car, especially in the fall season? Something like the little Spider Veloce for $7,000, $8,000, that'd be a fun car. But you can also buy maybe a nice 70s sedan, a big Cadillac sedan Azil, or Oldsmobile 98, or Buick Electra 225. These big sedans, you can pick them up. Nice low mile examples for $5,500, $6,000, $7,000, and a great touring car, and you can bring your friends along in a car like that. So it really depends where his interest is. But if you look out there, I'd say start looking at places like Cars.com, AutoTrader, Classics.com, Hemmings Motor News. Start looking and seeing what's out there, and you're going to be surprised at what you can buy. But take and make sure you inspect the vehicle and make sure you know what you're buying, and that's where a little research takes. It doesn't hurt to learn a little bit about the car before you buy it.
Got another question here from Mike in California. He says he covered, watched, and tried to cover as much of the action as possible remotely of the Monterey auctions. And he's questioning why people are investing in the race cars. He noticed RM had an Indy race car that I believe Gordon Johncock piloted to victory at the Indy 500. But he would like to know a little bit more about why this interest in historic race cars.
Well, part of it is that there are several events. There was one up there in Laguna Seca, the Rolex motoring reunion. Steve Earle has his historic motoring series that he's working with. It's a chance for people who own these vintage race cars and take them out on the track and do a little exhibition driving with them. It's also owning a piece of history. Imagine owning a car that actually won the Indy 500. Owning the car that won Le Mans. In fact, the record price for any car at auction was a race car. That was in June when Bonham sold a Mercedes W196, a car that had actually been driven to victory by Juan Manuel Fangio back in the 1950s. Car sold for $29 million. What can you do with it? Take it out for exhibitions. The thing is, you actually can own a real big piece of history. And that's the part of it. I guess it's just owning a piece of history. And with a vintage race car, there are places you can take it out and still have fun with it and enjoy it. And some of these, shall we say, people who have been blessed with more wealth than I'll ever know, they do take them out and actually mix them up a little bit. And if they happen to wreck their little Ferrari, well, they fix it.
We should be so lucky, Phil.
Jay Leno always says, restore them to 100 points, drive them back down to 90 or to 70 points, and then restore them back to 100.
Very good. More with Phil Skinner and your emails, Bob at Auto World Radio, or telephone-wise, 855-660-4261. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Insurance. Visit www.21st.com and by the Busted Knuckle Garage. Unique automotive and motorcycle gifts for everyone. Call 888-708-0897 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 Mountain Time, or log on anytime to BustedKnuckleGarage.com.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Jay Leno spent some time earlier this past week with our very special guest. He's our go-to guy when it comes to collector cars, classic cars, auctions. There's no better person in the entire world than Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. And speaking of the Kelley Blue Book, you guys continue to hire some really cool people. I know my good friend Carl Brower has gone over to Kelley Blue Book on the new car side of the fence, and a number of other recent folks have joined KBB, and looks like you guys are doing some great things there. Remind folks about the services that KBB offers.
Well, KBB.com, for years it's been the place where you can go to find out value on your car, but it's so much more. We have so many great tools if you're out there shopping for a new car. We work very well with all the manufacturers, and you come to Kelley Blue Book, see what the cars are selling for, see what other people are paying for a car, and you can pretty much then judge what you're going to be paying for it. And when you go into a dealership and you're armed with that information you get from KBB.com, it's like the dealer has, well, he can't dispute it. Look at everybody else paying for it. I should pay the same. And the dealers have really started to subscribe on the KBB.com. We're really transforming Kelley Blue Book from being more than just a used car pricing source to being a place where you can go to just to learn about anything automobiles. And we have some other great items that are in development right now that's just going to really transform the way people shop for cars. And it's truly exciting, and I'm really happy to be a part of the Kelley Blue Book team.
Got a number of other emails here, people looking for advice. We've got, let's go to the top of the list. Mark in Idaho, and Mark has a question about a vehicle from the 1970s. He says he owns a replica of the Ford Gran Torino that was used in Starsky and Hutch, the red with the white stripe, and he wants to know if this vehicle is something that's going to continue to appreciate in value. The one that he has has got about 56,000 miles on it right now and is in relatively good condition, and he wants some advice, Phil. Should he hang on to this vehicle, or is this a good time to sell?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that Ford actually made a series or a special edition of those Starsky and Hutch cars. And if it's in really great condition and everything else, I have a feeling those are vehicles that in the very, very near future are going to start escalating in value more so than they are already. I would say a real nice Starsky and Hutch would say the 351 Windsor V8 in it, and in a nice condition like his, I can see that hitting potentially the $20,000 market really in the very near future. People are starting to look at these little iconic cars, especially stuff from the 70s. People are getting nostalgic, and to own an actual piece of a car that was factory produced, that's a special car. So I would say that's something you want to definitely hold on to.
Here's another question from Robin in New York City, listening live via GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, and he wants Phil's opinion on a car that I have some fondness in my heart for. It was originally marketed as kind of the poor man's Ferrari, but over the decade that it was produced, it got up to pretty near Ferrari prices. But still, I think it's a good investment, great to get Phil's take on this vehicle, and that's an Acura NSX. He says he's looking at the first year of the NSX, which was 91. Says he can get one for around $30,000. Doesn't say how many miles here, Phil. He wants to know if the NSX will make for a good investment.
Well, there was an NSX here just on Friday that went through. It was a low-mile car, just 2,500 miles, and it sold at $43,000. So you can tell those NSX. And the neat thing about the NSX is people, I know Ferrari owners who have an NSX in their garage, and they actually prefer driving the NSX because of the way it handles performance, and it's easier to repair and a lot cheaper. So I think the NSX is probably one of the best buys. If you can get one for $30,000 and it's really, really a nice car, look for that. I'd say go for it. The later NSXTs, and as we know, right around the corner, Nissan is bringing back, or Acura is bringing back the NSX.
That's very true, and I think that's only going to probably pop the value of the older NXSs as well. Here's another great question from Ted in where is Ted writing me from? Ohio. And Ted wants to know about collectability of a new vehicle. He says he is very much tempted to purchase either a 2013 or 2014 Shelby GT500, which, of course, has got that incredible 5.8-liter, 663-horsepower V8 engine. This is the last year for this particular rendition of the Mustang. All-new one, 50th birthday is next spring, and we'll see an all-new one for 2015. He wants to know if Phil thinks this could be a wise investment for him. He says he can get it for high 50s.
If he's going to buy one of those cars, he should buy it, take it on the road, and drive it and enjoy it. Because I'll tell you what, I'm going to bet you that 85% of these last Shelbys that are bought are going to be bought and put in the garage. And if you're going to pay $55,000 for it now, 20 years from now, you might get $30,000 for it. These cars are supercars. They're fun. People put them away, think it's going to be the investment. I really recommend against that, because a lot of people are doing it, and you're going to have supply and demand. The cars are never going to be able to build up the reputation the original Shelbys had. The reason those Shelbys are expensive today is because people took them out, drive them, enjoy them, and established a legacy for them. These new ones, they're just showpieces. They're just the cars put in the garage, and don't drive it because, oh, no miles. Buy it. If you're going to buy one, take it out and enjoy it. You want to buy a car and put it away, it's worth going to be some money, go buy a new Honda Accord. Everybody buys a new Honda Accord, drives them in the ground. 30 years down the road, you bring your Honda Accord out with no miles on it, people are going to go, ooh, I remember I had one of those. That's valuable. And that's my honest feeling on these new supercars as far as buying them and putting them away. If you want to buy it, take it out, drive it, enjoy it. But I just don't look at these as being investment tools.
Good advice. 855-660-4261, Bob at Bob Long Radio, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Here's an interesting question. I have to laugh a little bit. This one comes from Dana, and Dana is writing us from also our great affiliate station in Utah. And Dana says, I don't know why, but I'd like to buy a Pacer from AMC, and he wants to know if there's any movement in those cars becoming more collectible.
Well, remember what I just said about Honda Accords. What did everybody do with a Honda Pacer? You bought them, you drive them. They're great cars. Very few people put them away. There are some special editions of the Pacer. There's a Levi edition, a Southwest edition. Look for one of those low-mile car. And I guarantee you're not going to lose money if you take those cars and just treat them right. I do find them as being a very interesting collectible. it may not be a nest egg or something you can retire on in, say, 20, 30 years, but it's going to be a unique car, and I think as long as you keep it in good condition, you're never going to lose money on it. I think that's a fabulous little collector car right there.
Folks, Phil is joining us live from the Auctions America event in Auburn, Indiana. Continues today, and if you log on to auctionsamerica.com, you can actually look at the live feed, and you can actually bid online as well. If you would like to check that out, I would thoroughly encourage you to do so. Phil, where are you headed from here? I know you've got some huge events around the bend.
Well, we're the next couple of days, we're actually going to be back up in Dearborn, Michigan this next week. We're doing some research. We have some meetings with some of the car manufacturers up there. And then we're going to be heading back to California and be eventually heading off to Texas. Dan Cruz auction on September 28th in Austin, Texas. And P. Skinner at KBB.com. That's my email address. If you're in the Austin area, would like to come, be my guest at that auction. I'll set you up with some VIP passes. You can come and enjoy it. A couple weeks after that, we're going to be in Biloxi, Mississippi, Pete Vaccari auction, cruising the coast, a lot of fun. Again, if you're going to be in the Biloxi area, P. Skinner at KBB.com, contact me, and I'll have some VIP passes for you there. And at that auction, both those auctions, if you come to the auction, let me know about it. We'll meet you and greet you, and I'll give you a complimentary copy of our Kelly Blue Book value guide.
Phil, you're so generous with these offers, and I know so many of our listeners take you up on them. I really want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for joining us live from the Auctions America event there in beautiful Auburn, Indiana. It's a Labor Day tradition and continues. Phil, thank you so much, and say hello to everybody, including Scott Black, for me.
Will do, Bob. Thank you. You have a great continuing weekend.
Thank you very much. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.